You know, one time, somebody came to Ajahn Chah, and they were kind of like they're maybe very learned or very well read or considered themselves maybe a bit of a philosopher, and asked Ajahn Chah, you know, what's the essence? What's the heart of the Buddhist teachings? What is what's the central piece of importance of the Buddha's teaching and thought? And Ajahn Chah picked up, and I assume because it was at his seat, it was probably like a, oftentimes there'd be like a toothwood nearby, and it's and he just picked it, and it's about this size, so he picked it up. So is this a big piece of wood or a little piece of wood? And the person who was asking was sort of, because they were asking in a very kind of formal, kind of religious theoretical way, you know what, and he's kind of befuddled, and he didn't, well, I don't understand. And Ajahn Chah said, well, if you wanted to build a house, you'd say this is a little piece of wood. If you just wanted to pick something and needed you'd say, oh, that's just, you know, that's a really big piece of wood. It's too big. It's all around our desires. We're creating our perception and evaluation of the world and ourselves through the lens of desire constantly. And we're judging it all the time. So there, the problem of our existence is in desire and creating discontent, dissatisfaction, dis-ease. And so that, as say in Buddhist practice, that is our, we need to understand dukkha, how it's formed, understand what sort of desire is there, and then pay attention to abandoning, relinquishing desire, those different forms of